Parshas Shmini, Tovshin Ein Dalet, Beis Tfila. It's been a long story, a long trek. Building the Mishkan, bringing the Shechina. So many parshas, the donating of the materials, the building of the kelim, the erection of the mikdash, of the mishkan, and then we have the 8 days of miluim, where Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days acts as the kohen gadol and brings the korbanos. Vayhi bayom hashmini. This is now the 8th day, and here we come, Baruch Hashem. Here Moshe appoints Aaron to take his place, to take his position, and Aaron brings the korbanos. And then we come to in Perek Tes Pasuk Chof Gimel. We have a surprise. It says, "Vayovoy Moshe va'Aaron el oil moed, vayetsu, vayvorchu es ha'om." They both enter the oil moed. They come out, and then vayerok void Hashem al kol ha'om, vateitzei esh b'fnei Hashem. Then the esh comes down, vatoichal al ha'mizbeach. What were they going in for? Doesn't say he went in and out. What was the purpose of them going in? Says Rashi. What happened was Aaron saw, he brought the korbanos, and there was nothing happening. There was no Eish, there was no Shechina. So Aaron called Moshe. And Aaron says to Moshe, Yodeani Shekoas HaKadosh Baruch Hu alai. Says Aaron, I know Hashem's angry with me. Ubishvili lo yodo Shechina liYisrael. I know it's because of me. I'm at fault. So therefore Moshe goes in with him to the oil, and they daven, and then the Shechina comes down. Rabbi Yerucham and Das Torah point out, we learn from here a very big message. And normally what happens is when something doesn't work out, who takes the blame? What? You're a tzaddik. But most people, you know who takes the blame? Him. The other guy. Right? And if something doesn't work out, they have to find a scapegoat. Right? If the company loses money, then who's the blame? Not me. Sure, no, it's him. That guy, right? The army. They have a fashlar, right? Then I'm for sure I did my job. It's him. That's how it goes. You always blame someone else, but definitely not me. I'm 100%. It's him. That's the way the world acts. By Aaron, we learn a different message. Fakert, punk fakert. Here we have the Korban Yisrael, the Shechina of Klal Yisrael. They all sinned. They're all participants of the Chet HaEgel in various forms, various levels. And the Shechina is not coming. So who's to blame? Him and him and him and him. Says Aaron. No. Says Aaron. Ubishvili layot Hashchina liYisrael. I take the blame. I'm at fault. It must be me. As Yonah Novi told the people. Bishvili hasar hagodol hazeh. This big storm is because of me, not because of you.
But here he knows he did something wrong. But Aaron, what did he do wrong? Yonah knows he did something wrong.
Also Aaron, he also had in Chet Egel, he was also from the Agosai. So there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daphne Gimel says the following. Omru olav al Hillel Hazokin. Hillel Hazokin would say, "Im ani kan, hakol kan. If I am here, everyone's here. Im vim eini kan. If I'm not here, mi kan. Who's here? Right? If I'm here, everyone's here. If I'm not here, no one here. Zevel." what pshat? We know that Hillel is famous for being an honor, for being humble. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Le'olam ye'odam an v'son ke Hillel. So what's going on? The Hillel saying, oh, if I'm not here, no one's here. The story is said, there's once a shtibel, a shul, the poor man shul, and they're very poor, and they saw the rich man shul on Simchas Torah, they had lots of schnapps, and they also wanted to have in their shul, so they got together and made a decision, let's collect schnapps for Simchas Torah. So what we do, we're going to put down a barrel in the shul, and every Shabbos everyone bring a small, what's it called, a shot, what's it called, a shot glass, kosit, everyone bring a shot glass and we'll pour a bit of schnapps into the barrel, and that's how we'll accumulate, and we'll have the barrel will get filled up, and we'll have schnapps for everyone on Simchas Torah. Fine. So that's, everyone did this, everyone's very particular to do this, and every Shabbos people came and poured in their schnapps, and Baruch Hashem, by Simchas Torah, the barrel was really full up, and then they opened the barrel, and what do they see inside? It's water. It's water.
Everybody's gonna no. Everybody.
What happened? Everyone said, look, they're bringing schnapps. I'll put in some water. Well, say this, don't worry about it. A bit of water won't take away the taste. So they're bringing the schnapps. So what happened? Everyone made the same cheshbon. So everyone's bringing water. See? You didn't get a schnapps. What Hillel is teaching us, that when you want to make you want to change something, you want to make an impact, don't wait for him to change. Change yourself. Says Hillel, Im ani kan, hakol kan. If I want something to happen, I want to improve, I want to change, I've got to work on myself. If I work on myself, it will impact others. Im eini kan, mi kan. If I'm not here, meaning I'm being water, I think, oh, he'll make a chizuk, he should change his mitzvahs, he should work on himself. I'm taking a break. Im eini kan, mi kan. That's the message we're learning. Take the blame for yourself. That's what Aaron teaches us.
Responsibility
for yourself. Don't blame it on others. Is it for negative things? But if you see something's not working out, blame it on your own averas, improve yourself. And if you want to make a chizuk, you want to improve, then don't wait for others to improve. Improve yourself. That will impact others. Beautiful idea, which the world will be much a better world if that's what people will do. Instead of blaming others, improve yourself. Families will have a better life. V'chule, v'chule. The end of this week's parsha, we learn about Macholay Sasuras, Parsha Shmini, and it says, "Perek Yud out of Pasuk Mem Gimel, Al Teshachtzu Es Nafshei Seichem, Chol Asheretz Hasheretz, V'lo Yisitamu Bohem, V'nitmeisem Bom." What does that mean? Lo Yisitamu Bohem, V'nitmeisem Bom. Don't become impure, because you will become impure. Says the Gemara in Yoimo Lama Tesamud Aleph, Avera metamtemes liboy shel adam. Avera makes a person's heart into metumtam. What does that mean? Says Rashi, oitemes v'soisemes mikol chochma. It will prevent your heart from grasping chochma. Shenemar, lo yisitamu ben v'nitmeisem bom, al tikri v'nitmeisem. You will, by eating unkosher foods, you will be covering your heart, which will prevent it, it will be covered, and therefore you'll be unable to grasp Chochmah. Obviously it's referring to Chochmah Satorah, because secular Chochmah is not affected by Macholas Asuras. You could be a big professor, and eat macholas asurais. But chokhmah sa Torah, it comes metumtom. Now, I want to ask the following question, and we're going to have enough kemina. What causes what? This timtum, is this the reason why the Torah asks us the food? Because this food is metamtem, macholas, it's shkotzim, at the shaktus nafshesechem. It defiles you. That's why the Torah asks it. Or, since the Torah asks it, therefore it's metamtem. Where does it start from? Was it because it's metamtem, therefore the Torah asks it? Or after the Torah asks it, therefore it's metamtem and don't eat it? What's the story of the Chazon Ish?
Very quickly. Somebody came to Chazon Ish.
Say it loud, I
beg your pardon.
Everyone wants to hear.
They do? Somebody came to Chazon Ish. He had severe problems with his lungs. And he wanted to know whether to do an operation in Europe or not, whether it would succeed or not, whether he should go. You know the story. And so the Chazon Ish said, give me a little while to think about it. And the Chazon Ish, when he came back, he said, you don't have to go to Europe, you'll be just fine here. Had you lived in Europe, you would have needed the operation. And the Chazon Ish explained that it was a difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And what we learn out of it is that it's the Torah that determines whether or not a fact is a fact. And not the fact that drives the Torah.
Okay, very good. So what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina about this? Oh, great, gewaldig. Exactly. The nafkamina is, what happens if a person eats the Vedas of Trefus, but not through an Avera? He's Pekuach Nefesh, he's in a hospital in the Wild West, and there's no Pekuach Nefesh, he has to be there, there's no kosher food. And he has to eat the food, no question. He has to eat the food. The question is it metamtem him? So if we say that because of the timtum, the Torah asked it, meaning that's the nature of these shkotzim are the metamtem. No, so ma'afshalasot. Oh yes, you know, you have to eat it, and ma'afshalasot. You have to eat it, but you'll be metamtem you. But if we say it the other way around, because the Torah asked it, therefore it's metamtem. Well, but the Torah asked it as an avera, but as much as I eat it, because I have to eat it, won't be metamtem me. We have a raya from the shulch, from the Ramah. The Ramah, in Simon Pei Aleph, says the Ramah, the milk of a mitzris, means a goya, a nurse, a wet nurse, a goyish wet nurse, her milk is as kosher as a Jewish wet nurse. There's no problem. The milk is kosher. But you shouldn't take a goyish wet nurse for your baby because it's metamtem halev umayid loiteva ra. It will give a bad midas to your baby. We carry on. More carries on. And even a Jewish wet nurse, if she's eating ma'acholos ha'asurais, she should not nurse the child. Because it'll be mazik the child beziknusai. When the child will grow up, he'll be damaged by the milk he drank from the, he suckled from the wet nurse. Now, what type of wetness are we talking about? What, she's a mezida eating a vase and trefers? That as well, that's also true. But says the Taz and the Shach, we're even discussing a Jewish wetness who, puach nefesh, she's forced to eat a vase and trefers. So she's eating it, behet a gomor. Yet it'll be mazik the child. So obviously this child's not doing an avera, he's a baby, has no das, no nothing, and he needs to drink. That's his life. His life depends on being nursed. And yet we see clearly in the Ramah there'll be damage to him. So in Chura we have discovered that we asked that question: what causes the timtum? With the timtum there, it's like natural in the vase and trephus, and that, and therefore the Torah asked it. Or is it after the Torah asks it, it creates timtum? So what do we prove from this Ramah? Which way? Which means?
It's
be'etzem. It's like a person who has to eat. If you have to eat poison, you can be poisoned. You know, even if you did it, you had no choice. But that's the mitzvah. It's the teva. It's the nature of these things. To Jewish soul, it causes timtum. Therefore, even the baby who has no p'chira and it's absolutely necessary for him to be nursed, and the mother as she has to be kuach nefesh, she's eating a bayis and trefus, still her milk will damage the child. Lichura. But I found the tshuva is Rav Pa'olim. Rav Pa'olim is the Ben Ish Chai, and the Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer Rav Pa'olim Chelek Dalet, he has a question. A certain town where the local sheikhet was well respected, had a hechsher from all the rabbonim of the town, they checked him out, they relied on him, and he was muchzak to be a Yerushamayim, and everyone was eating from his meat. After time, it was discovered he's a big Rasha, he's a Rasha Besesa, and he was feeding people in Beis and Shreifus. Never. Question is, these people want to know. They've been eating innocently, relying on the sheikhet, because he had been endorsed by the local rabbis, and they're relying on him, and they want to know if they got timtum alev. So the chura, based on what we learned, it all depends. If it's be'etzem, if that's the nature of neveis and treifas to Jewish soul, as marasot, you have no complaints against you, against the people, they were innocent people. So the chura, it should create timtum alev. Says the Rav Pa'olim, no. Why? He says that it's a two-step journey. It's not the food be'etzem that creates the timtum. The food doesn't have any power, but on the food there's a korach atuma. There's a klipos of tuma on the food, and then metame the person. And therefore, this korach atuma only has power if you did an avera. But as much as you were innocent, it was oines, and you weren't being negligent anyway, even though you ate the food, but it doesn't have power to be metamtim. They have no rishus. This is going to work this out. He brings a raya from Yoel Hakini. Yoel, the one who killed Sisra. So the pasuk says in Shoftim, in Perek Daled Pasuk Yotes, "Tuz v'yaser eileha oyelo batachaseu b'smicha." She covered him with a smicha. What is a smicha? Oh, that's what Rashi says. Coat. Says kota. Says the Medrash. The Radak brings the Medrash on the spot. Omar Shlokish. Chazanu al kol ha-mikro v'lo imatzinu kli sheshmoi smicha. I went through all the Tanakh. There is no such kli called smicha. That's Ben Yehuda. But in the Tanakh it doesn't say smicha. It doesn't say that word. Says Shlokish. So what does it mean? It's two words. Smicha is Shmi Hu Kaf Hu Kan. Hashem is saying Shmi, is here. My name is here, meaning I testify he didn't touch her. But the chasel b'smicha, say Chazal, I testify Shmi Hashem is testifying he did not touch her. Very nice. Okay. We continue in the next Perek of Shoftim, in Perek Hay, Pasuk of Zayin, it says, "Bein ragleo kora nofal shochar, bein ragleo kora nofal, bashe kora sham nofal shadut." Says the Gemara, "Om Rabbi Yochanan, sheva b'ilo is bo'al oise rosha b'oise shoh." He slept with her 7 times. Says to her, duck, hey, what's happening over here? This is a serious to the previous chazal. Says, I'm not makabel this pshat. He says, this is dochuk to say that he was boil her. And it's a serious to this chazal about smicha. How can it be? The smicha, Hashem testified he didn't touch her. Then chazal tell us that he boil her 7 times. Says the rabbi Olin, here's the answer. What Hashem is testifying, he didn't touch her, meaning the ruach, the tumor of Znus didn't touch her. That's what Hashem is testifying. That's what Abadi touched her. He boiled her, but didn't do anything to her. What Znus does, Znus, it brings tumor into a person, on a person. Hashem is testifying, Shmika, don't think she was metamas, there's no Znus in her. So it's two stages. The actual thing doesn't have a power. The tumor, there's a secondary tumor to it. And that tumor has rules. And therefore, a person who was a Peshea, the tumor will go, there will be metamas in him. But a person who was Oines, those people in town, they were Oines, there's no timtum. Okay, how does this work with the Ramah? Fine, the Rav Paulim says if you didn't do an Avera, it's not Matamtan you. What about the Ramah? This child didn't do an Avera. Huh? The milk is kosher, correct? Right? So you have to say that enachinami. If there really be no choice, then it wouldn't be metamtan. So here we have a choice. Find someone else. This child doesn't have to suckle from the mistress. Doesn't have to suckle from this wet nurse who's eating trefers. That's what Moses is telling us. Since there's an alternative, therefore, it'll be matamtan him. But were it to be, there's no alternative. She's the child will only suckle from his mother. He won't take from anyone else. And his mother's eating nevedas and trefas. And a chinami. Well, that will be. It won't be matamtan him.
So the original example you gave us, somebody's a makom.
Oh,
where there's nothing.
Oh, right. Oh, so a person in the hospital was. So it's true, it's pikuach nefesh. If there's any alternative, we can get him kosher food, even if it's expensive, then it will be metamtan him. If there's no alternative, so then chinami, it won't be metamtan him. According to this rab poalim, yes. Bitul baroyv. I mean, and bitul baroyv, it's mamish het, it's nepach leheta by bitul baroyv. There the pisul shuru brings that you are pikoros. Person doesn't eat bitul baroyv is not pikoros. So there could be it's different. Don't say that. It's in rabbanon perhaps. If it's nikar. It's a kind of nefach letter, right? Without the shtikel Torah, even without this, what would you say? What chasm is that? Ah, that one. And now. Bitul baroyv is still different because there the Torah is matrit. Here there's no heter, just the person has an oinah, the person has bikur nefesh. We're not saying the food betim is mutter. Bitul baroyv, the food, we have a psak on the food that's mutter. Fine. We have Later on the parasha, we have the tragedy of Nadav, the death of Nadav and Avihu. Now, Nadav and Avihu were very great people. The Mata Ephraim, Hilchos Yom Kippurim brings that Noyagim Anshei Maisa to cry on Yom Kippur when we read the Achrei Mois. There's this Inyan to cry when we read Achrei Mois about the death of Nadav Avihu, because a person who he's a big tzaddikim, it's a big tzchus to cry for tzaddikim. Let's just appreciate the tragedy that happened. This is the day we've been waiting for. Truma, Tatzava, Kitzisov, Vayakel, Kudai, all waiting for this day that the Shechina will come. And here it comes. And on that very day, a terrible tragedy happens. The Aaron HaKoyen, on two sons, they die. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, as Rashi brings down, I knew that someone would have to die. I thought it was me or you, but I see they're greater than us. These are very great. Now, what actually happened? Says the Rashbam, the pasuk says, "Vateitzei eish mifnei Hashem, v'toychad al hamizbeach." The eish came mifnei Hashem to the mizbeach, and it says, "Vateitzei eish mifnei Hashem, v'toychad oisom." And consume them. What happens, says Rashbam? The fire came through the Kodesh HaKodoshim, Mifnei Hashem, went through the Oil Moed, they were there bringing the Ktoris, killed them, and the fire continued to the Mizbeach. It wasn't like a separate incident. It was the moment we were waiting for. The Ashras Shechina, they were executed. Electric chair. Okay. Terrible tragedy. What was the source for this? What was the reason that they had to die? So if you go back to Shmois, in Chumash Shmois, Perek of Dalet, by Matan Torah, it says, Perek of Dalet, Vayal Moshe v'Aaron Nadav v'Avihu v'yiru es Elokei Yisrael. They saw Elokei Yisrael, says Rashi, Nistakil v'Yitzitzu v'Nishai v'Misa. They were looking, and that's why they had to die. Elashay Lo Yrotza Hakadosh Baruch Hu Le'arbev Simchas HaTorah. Hashem didn't want to bring in their death into Simchas HaTorah, the Kabbalah HaTorah. V'Himtin L'Nodav Avihu As Yom Chanukas HaMishkan. Says Rashi, Hashem didn't want to upset the Kabbalah HaTorah. Therefore, Hashem waited for Chanukah Samishkan. Their sin was that Kabbalah HaTorah. They looked at Hashem. Question is, my ul mihai mihai. Why? Okay, you don't upset Kabbalah HaTorah, but you choose to upset Chanukah Samishkan. So why is one more powerful than the other? So we can see a famous Chazal that says, "Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Mi Binyan Beis HaMikdash." That's what obviously must be this we see from this case. Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Mi Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That Hashem didn't want to upset the Yom in Sinas HaTorah. He chose the Yom in Hakamas HaMishkan, the big moment, the second that moment. That's when Hashem took them away. So we see how important Torah is.
What was the reason that Moshe knew somebody was going to die?
The Kroiv HaKadosh. We'll speak about it now. So in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, Vayom Moshe al Aaron, who Asher Diber Hashem Neimor B'Kroiv HaKadosh. What does that mean? Omarei Moshe al Aaron, Aaron Achi, your dear Hayisi, Shiskadesh Habayis Bemudov Shalmokim. I knew that, that Hashem's people close to Hashem would have to be, would have to die. Vaisi Sovor Oibi Oibacha. I thought either be me or you. But now I see that they're greater than us. Now, so Moshe Rabbeinu thought he would be the client. He knew Hashem, someone close to Hashem would have to die. Thought it would be me, him or Aaron. Maybe it was someone else. Now, this may sound familiar, but if a king would ask who, I want, he say, he would say, I want to give great respect to one of my ministers. I want to give great respect to one of my important ministers. And a person would say, oh, he probably means me. What would you think about him? Is he a Balgaipa or an honor? What would you say about such a person? Hashem said, the king says, I'm going to give a prize to my most important minister. And the minister says, oh, it must be me. So what would you say about him? He's humble or Balgaipa? What would you say? Balgaipa.
Hummer, it's
like Hummer. Like Hummer, right? So how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, I knew Hashem would take someone very close to him. I thought it was me or you. Really, it was them. Where's the Anova? We know that Ish Moshe was honor of Mikol Adam. Where's the Anova? Says the Bleib Chasman that a person who doesn't know who he is, he doesn't know his merits, then he is not an honor, he is a shaiter, he's a fool. Person denies what he has. That's a fool. It's not an honor. An honor is a person who knows exactly what he has, all his milas, all his merits, traits, he knows exactly what they are. But he doesn't look at them as being his. Rather, he's Hashem's presence, what he gave to him. And what is he? He's like the porter. The porter or the truck driver who's driving very, very important cargo. Is he proud? Does he feel haughty? No. I carry them. It's my job. I have a mission. Does it make me rich? Right? You have a pilot. The plane is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So he feels top of the world. He might do, but there's no gaiva because it's not his. Therefore, an onov is a person who recognizes all his traits, but he doesn't look at anything. It's not me. These are presents that Hashem gave me, and therefore these are really missions. And therefore, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu knew it was me. He knew it was him, but it didn't give him any gaiva. I fell down. Later on in the parasha, we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu, and with Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. Aaron didn't fulfill exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do, that they burnt some of the korbanos. Moshe told him to eat them, and Aaron said to him, how do you know? If the Moshe Rabbeinu was told that they should eat them, but maybe that's only for kodshei shor, not for kodshei doros. And it says in Perek Yud Pasuk Chof, Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Beino. Moshe Rabbeinu hears, and it was good in his eyes. Says Rashi, Hoido, he admitted, Roiboy Shloima Aloy Shomat. He acknowledged that Aaron was right, and he wasn't embarrassed to say, I didn't hear this. He rests, you know, you're right. That's what Hashem told me. You are right, I'm wrong. Great. Now, if you meet a person, a regular person, and he says, I made a mistake. So do you, is this such a big, a person doesn't lie. Is he such a great person?
Is he
so great? No.
He tells the truth?
Yeah.
Or should be telling.
Yeah, should be telling. That's
normal.
That's normal, right? So, why does the Torah have to record that Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? I could lie to you. I could lie to you and say, no, Hashem didn't tell me that you should not eat this carbon. You know, I could have lied. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you, no, you're right. Hashem actually told me that you shouldn't eat this carbon. It has to be recorded in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu. It's recorded that he didn't lie. Next question. The Gemara and Saita. Tanu Rabbanan. Saita Gimel. Bover e kama chavivos mitzvos al Moshe Rabbeinu. Come and see how precious mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael yisasku bebiza. When they're leaving Mitzrayim, all Yisrael were involved with the booty, gathering the silver and gold. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He was collecting Atzmos Yosef. Okay. Now, true for a simple person, that's tremendous. A simple person who could be collecting money, and instead he goes and collects bones, that's very impressive. But Moshe Rabbeinu, is it a chiddush that he didn't choose to collect money, rather he chose to do a mitzvah? Are we surprised? Boshet. For a person who ish emes, knows this world's all hevel avolim, and a mitzvah is nitzchias, Poshet, what's the chiddush? Bover kama chavivos mitzvos al Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's say it was the Chofetz Chaim, not Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chofetz Chaim, and he was there, and you know, tell him, Chofetz Chaim, there's money, money on the spot, just pick up the money, or there's a mitzvah. What do you think the Chofetz Chaim would do? You tell the Chofetz Chaim, you know, over there, there's cake. Wow. With three level cake with cream and icing, but there's a mitzvah. What do you think the Chofetz Chaim is going to do? You think he's going to go for the cake? Ma chashavta ma? What do you think Chofetz Chaim? And if regular person, right? Then it's very impressive. Wow, kol hakavod. You know, he didn't go for the cake. He went for the mitzvah. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a chiddush. Says again, Rav Leif Chassman, to teach you that as great a person is, even small things, he gets schar for them. Just because you're so great, you get schar for your great things and for simple things. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu didn't lie, gets schar. It's recorded in the Torah. Don't belittle it. It's important to get a mitzvah for that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't run after the money. It's because of his tremendous chavivas to mitzvahs. It was easy for him. But it doesn't mean it's not important. It's important. And likewise, the other way around. Likewise, for the Oynish as well, it says in Koheles, it's kol ma'ase elukim yovi b'mishpat al kol ne'elam. Hashem will bring to the trial even every ne'elam. What's a ne'elam? Which I hidden says Chazal Chagiga. A person who kills a louse in front of his friend, and his friend feels revolted. Yeah? So, it's something so small. You know, I didn't hurt my friend, I didn't damage him, but you can go. If you do something very slight and small that affects your friend, then it's going to be brought to the Mishpat, the Kol Ne'elam. Everything will be brought. So therefore, we learn from here. Even a great person, even little things are a schus for him. They're important. And also, likewise for averus as well. Not just the big averus are important, even the little averus are important. So therefore everything, nothing goes to waste. Any mitzvah we do, don't lie. We choose to do a mitzvah, even if it's easy for us, it's still important. It's all recorded. So therefore, let us utilize our time, Zad Hashem, and Haparain, the big mitzvahs, the small mitzvahs, even the easy ones, they're all important. Thank you very much.
You didn't answer my question.
What do you mean?
I'm waiting breathlessly. Oh, please, and I won't let you leave until I get
please,
an answer.
Please remind me your question.
Which is, how did Moshe know, and why does somebody have to die? Why did somebody have to die?
Krayvai Kaddish.
I beg your pardon?
It says, Rashi brings down.
What does that
Kaddish
mean? What does that mean? That every time that when the base of Mikdash, the third base of Mikdash, somebody's got to die? What does it mean?
It's quite a mind involved.
explain it to me, because I don't understand it.
Let's see the Rashi again. Who has a diber Hashem? Name of Bikroivai Ekodesh. Hashem told him Bikroivai Ekodesh, says Rashi. The Prirai. Shakosh Borhu. Hechan diber, when he added his Shama, if Ney saw, Nigdash Bikhwedi. There's a Pasuk, Hashem told him, Nigdash Bikhwedi. Altikri Bikhwedi, and the Mechu Bodai. Oh, and he made sure the Aaron. Achi, Hayodea Isi, she is Kadesh Habais, and you do Opsha Mokim. And you, the Beis Mish will be come Kadesh through Hashem's Yedidim.
What is this?
Aisi Sobo Oibi.
This is Kadesh. Where does the Misa come in?
Hashem said, V'nigdash Bechvedi. Nigdash Bechvedi.
What does it mean?
It's when Chubodai become Kadesh, because when Hashem, Kashboku Oise Din Batsadikim, Misyare Umisalo Miskales.
Oh, was that they were a roi for the Misa. They did something wrong.
No, of course they're wrong. You're not the wrong part.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.